Richard Gilbert, who goes by Pete, is the chair of the Republican Party in Pasquotank County. Over the years, he's ambled into the county elections board meetings in that coastal county and challenged the legitimacy of dozens of voters, many of them students from Elizabeth City State University. His argument is almost always the same, that the college students who live in dorms there aren't permanent residents. So it wasn't a surprise when he challenged the candidacy of Montravius King, a senior at the historically black university who had filed to run for city council.
My case is that he doesn't meet the bar for being a candidate in the ward that I live in.
That's Pete Gilbert addressing the State Board of Elections yesterday. Last month, he won his challenge against King at the county level. Now he was on the big stage, making the same argument.
The fact that he hasn't provided you evidence that he lives where he says he's living. It's his burden to provide the evidence. And up to now, he's provided no evidence.
King's attorney countered that he had provided evidence, including a driver's license and banking and employment records. Democrats and progressives across the state and across the country have made King's case a high-profile event. They say it's part of a concerted, coordinated effort by Republicans to deny young people the chance to vote or run for local office. Gilbert himself was quoted as saying he was going to take his show on the road. That road led to Raleigh and dead-ended into the State Board of Elections.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That's a unanimous decision. Mr. King, good luck with your race.
All three Republicans, including Chair Josh Howard, voted in King's favor. After the decision, the young candidate for city council beamed.
Justice has prevailed. Justice has prevailed. I am not entirely surprised about the decision today. We knew we were on the right side of the law and the Constitution the whole time.
King did not stick around to watch the second half of the State Elections Board hearing. It also focused on college students and their access to the electoral process. Last month, the Watauga County Board of Elections earned its own measure of fame when a YouTube video of one of its meetings went viral.
And they're going to have to drive all the way out of the city limits over here to Bamboo Road to vote. This is just damn stupid.
That's Kathleen Campbell, the lone Democrat on the three-person Watauga Board of Elections. She got upset when her Republican colleagues proposed closing the one-stop voting site on the Appalachian State University campus and consolidating three precincts in Boone into one. In front of the state board, she was less profane, but plenty riled up.
My opinion is that they do not want, and it's not just them, it's a statewide obvious thing that's going on. They don't want students to vote, and they are trying to keep the students to vote by making it inconvenient for them to vote.
Campbell wouldn't say it, but by they, she means Republicans. The state board wasn't buying this argument. After the Watauga board indicated it would revisit the consolidating issue, the state board upheld the locals' decision to eliminate the one-stop voting site on campus.
We're not going to mandate from Raleigh that you guys open up a second site a half mile away.
While the Watauga and Pasquotank cases have drawn the most attention in the college student election drama, the elections board in Harnett County, south of Raleigh, quietly added a precinct on a college campus this past spring. The unanimous vote to create Precinct 32 in Buies Creek came without fanfare or much public comment, certainly no appearance on YouTube. The polling site was placed on the campus of Campbell University, a Christian university with a reputation for conservatism. Bill Curran is a Republican and current chair of the Harnett County Board of Elections.
You have to find a place that has good parking, that's free, and has the room. And we contacted the previous director contacted Campbell, and they said, well, maybe we can make this work.
That place with plenty of parking and free access? It's Campbell's John W. Pope Jr. Convocation Center. And if that name sounds familiar, John Pope Jr. is the late brother of Art Pope, state budget director, whose family foundation is a major donor to conservative think tanks like the John Locke Foundation and Civitas. And while that may raise partisan conspiracy theories, it should be noted that the local board of elections that came up with that idea in the spring, discussed it, and passed it unanimously, was majority Democrat. Curran, a high school social studies teacher, said the political connections never entered his mind.
And we, as a board, we always talked about free, fair, and open elections, and that's what we always wanted.
Across North Carolina, newly reformed county boards of elections will meet regularly over the next several months to hash out decisions that will likely be contentious and highly partisan. At the end of the State Board of Elections meeting yesterday, Chair Josh Howard addressed the three-person elections board in Watauga County. But it could easily be advice for all of the county boards to take to heart.
You guys got to start getting along, all right? We saw this on YouTube, and that is not how elections in North Carolina need to be run.
Dave DeWitt, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.